Tonight I would like to talk about self-control in life, refraining, one of the Buddhist principles. As Buddhists, we live with the precepts of refraining from doing unwholesome things that come from self-control. And without controlling ourselves, without refraining from doing things that is harmful to us and harmful to others, it's not easy to find happiness in life. Because of these unrestrained, uncontrolled mind, let go of it, and then, you know, like a bull in the china shop, through emotions, through anger, through hatred, through animosities, the things we do can be very dangerous if it is not restrained. So Buddha very much encourages us to practice ourselves to refrain our senses, sensual inputs of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking. Because this is where all these emotions are coming from these contexts. Eye contact, seeing, you like, you dislike. From hearing, you like, you dislike. From tasting, you like it, you don't like it, too hot, too sweet, so on and so forth. In a sense, to give a simile, it's like driving. It's like driving. We can drive unrestrained. We can drive without any control, none whatsoever. Red light, you know, don't have to worry. Don't restrain yourself. Don't refrain yourself. Drive through red lights. And on the hills, double lines, we don't have to refrain or anything like that. Overtake the other cars to the hilltop where we can't see what cars coming from the other side. On the windy road where the double lines are, we don't have to worry, no need to refrain, no need to control, take over. If the car too slow, tailgate them, honk them, you know, overtake them. We don't have to restrain, we don't have to refrain. See what'll happen, isn't it? If you run the red light, if even there is no accident, if a police officer see you, then you'll get fined. If there is a camera at the traffic light, you get fined as well. And you take over on the double lines, on the hill, you know, climbing a hill, not knowing what car's coming on the other side, you overtake, and then a big truck might be coming on the other way, isn't it? You don't refrain. And in the Western Australia especially, the roads are very long and the distances are, you know, very long. You have to drive a long, long way. And sometimes if some of you have experienced driving regularly in the countryside, which once I have to do, then especially in winter, these road trains in front of you, they can't drive very fast. They're going very slow. And if you're very impatient, if you try to take over, from the back, it doesn't look that long. If you try and take over it, it's an enormous effort, especially if your car hasn't got a good engine, powerful engine. Many people died that way, because even in the good, you know, dry weather season, you know, they can't reach the other side and they collided with other cars, or, you know, they veered off the road or hit the trees, or quite a few people died from these things. So with the road train, if you see, be patient, refrain yourself from wanting to do these things. If you take over, what do you benefit? If you are able to overtake successfully, then that's all you have. You